Hello, I'm calling from the Helping Hand Association about the disability requirements. I'm Julia.
Hello, Julia. Thanks for calling back. As you know, we have 250 people working here and none of them have any disabilities.
Yes, and you know that over 19 employees you have a fine each year if you don't respect the percentage of employees with disabilities.
That's why I want to talk to you. As you know, we are a manufacturing site and it is difficult for us to employ people where there could be a safety concern and access is still a problem for wheelchair users.
It is difficult to adapt sites retrospectively, but perhaps there are some things you can do in the admin department.
We are going to build a second production line next year and we plan to adapt that, so we will be able to employ some people with limited mobility. We will have ramps and adjustable platforms and cables will be suspended so there's no tripping hazard.
Well, that sounds good. Don't forget the access to toilets and break rooms.
We will bear that in mind, but we will also be employing an extra 70 people because of this new production line. So we want to integrate more than a couple of trained welders, for example.
I see. So you would like to see people with disabilities throughout the site?
Yes. Do you have any suggestions?
What other services will you be developing with the increase in production?
We are planning to extend the canteen and also the car parking will have to be adapted, but we don't want to increase the size.
Well, an easy suggestion is to employ people with disabilities in the canteen. This can mean people with learning difficulties can be given safe jobs and benefit from the social contact with others.
That seems logical. Clean the floors and tidying up and simple preparation, I suppose.
Yes. That is good fit for them and a company, but you don't have to stop there. Some blind and deaf or hard of hearing employees can be welcomed onto site. Generally, impaired vision will limit employees to office sites. An adapted computer and software and access for a care dog are often the only obvious changes you would need to make.
We hadn't thought of that. And what about people with hearing difficulties? Would it be possible to integrate them?
Yes, certainly. The thing that can pose the most difficulty is isolation. We recommend short sign language courses and that screens are used for communication on the factory work floor. This can mean precise job flowcharts to follow or simple whiteboards where people can ask if everything is okay. We also recommend that employees are encouraged to accompany the sight or hearing impaired to the canteen and break rooms to help them feel integrated into the team. It is great for your staff to work with people with disabilities, and it is wonderful for them to be mixing with a more general population rather than being at the ESAT.
We are happy to do it, and we are keen to not pay the fines because we don't have employees with disabilities. But this project was started by the employees themselves because they have a welder colleague who lost the use of his legs after a car accident. They asked if we could adapt a workstation for him, and they have been testing his old one to see what changes and improvements can be made for him. We will put this in place in the new building, and we are pleased that we can keep an experienced welder like him. The employees are also pleased to see that we are ready to make an effort for them.